You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quill. Thanks so much for hanging in there right after the Mass and staying on and joining us this afternoon here on the Father's Quill. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and as always, it's a pleasure to be with you. Today, brothers and sisters, June the 10th, I wanted to talk about a couple of saints, and one we've mentioned before to you, and I thought I would reiterate this particular saint, because there is a church in Mississauga, Ontario, that is under his name, St. Charbel Maronite Parish. St. Charbel Maronite Parish. So the address to this particular church is 7250 West Credit. West Credit Avenue in Mississauga. And the phone number, so if you ever want to phone and find out what the mass times are or whatever you want to do, it's 905-858-7979. So it's a plug to St. Charbel Maronite Parish, St. Charbel. And that Charbel is spelled C-H-A-R-B-E-L. Then I could, I pretty well sure it's that way. On mind you, my little novena book that I have is St. Charbel with a S-H-A-R-B-E-L, but I'm pretty well sure it's a C-H. Anyways, you can check it out, West Credit, 7250 West Credit, and in Mississauga, and you can find out. But wonderful Monsignor there, and he had come and spoken to our church here in Richmond Hill. It was just amazing, and talking about St. Charbel and the miracles. And St. Charbel, friends, is the patron saint of all illnesses. So the Monsignor spoke about the many miracles that have happened in his church, to be honest, praying and having the intercessor, St. Charbel. So do check it out, you know. I mean, and there is a novena. You can go online and you can download the novena. It's just beautiful. Anyways, brothers and sisters, so I have a little prayer I want to share with you right now. Excuse me. And it's the prayer for true conversion. And it's through the intercession of St. Charbel. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord, infinitely holy and glorified in your saints, you inspired Saint Charbel, the saintly monk, to lead the perfect life of a hermit. We thank you for having granted him the blessing and the strength to detach himself from the world, so that the heroism of the monastic virtues of poverty, chastity, and obedience might triumph in his hermitage. O God, for the blessing of all people, you have deigned to choose Saint Charbel as a model of all virtues. And you have converted many souls through his works and example. We now ask you to grant by his merits and intercession that we may be truly converted, renounce all sins and sinful desires, and become more and more pleasing to you by the practice of true virtue, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So Saint Charbel, I will just go into a bit of it with you in terms of his life on earth. excuse me. So if you actually go to the birthplace of Saint Charbel, it is in Beka Kafra village. It's the Bashari district, and it's the highest village in Lebanon. So if you go there, you will see a beautiful, beautiful church. Saint Charbel was born in Beka Kafra on May the 8th, 1828. Okay. Beka Kafra overlooks the valley of Kadisha, where Charbel had two living uncles that were monks in the monastery of Saint Anthony. They were a source of inspiration and models for him. And he was baptized in 1828 with the name of Yusuf. And he was the fifth child in a very poor yet very devout family, having two older brothers and two older sisters. His father died 3 years later, and he was returned after he was returning home from a compulsory enlistment. This is his father, in the Turkish army under the Ottoman rule in Lebanon. So his father was very pious, and Yusuf also became very pious as well. And he was, the villagers in the area would call Saint Charbel the saint. And he used to take his small herd to the fields where he would let them graze while he went to a nearby grotto to fall into deep prayer in front of an icon of the Virgin Mary. And this grotto became his altar and his very first hermitage. So at the age of 23, he left his family and he started his first year of novitiate in the monastery. He chose the name Charbel in honor of a second century martyr in the Antiochian church, right? So I don't want to get into too much of this. I just want to get into more of the most important things. In 1859, Saint Charbel was ordained priest of the Lebanese Maronite order. He spent 16 years in the monastery, praying and working in the fields with his brother monks. He was unhesitatingly obedient to his superiors, faithfully observed all the rules, and he lived a life of sacrifice under austere conditions. His request to move to the hermitage of Saints Peter and Paul on a nearby hill was approved after his superior witnessed the miracle of the lamp. So here is the first miracle. Saint Charbel asked a worker at the monastery to refill the oil lamp that he was using. Although the worker filled it with water instead of oil, the lamp still gave light as usual and kept burning throughout the night. So in 1875, that marked the very first day of his life in the hermitage, and he lived there for 23 years. He spent his time in prayer and worship, manual labor, different in the fields and in the vineyards. And he really was a model of self-sacrifice and a total detachment from the world. Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, brothers and sisters, when we think of our own selves and we try to detach ourselves from our cell phone or from the laptop, and what email did I have today? Like, what if you didn't look and find out what email you had, or what phone call or Facebook, or, you know, it's just amazing. And I think through prayer, brothers and sisters, we are all striving towards holiness. We are all disciples of Christ. We are all trying to be disciples. We are all trying to be striving for holiness. And the more we pray and ask God to help us, and through the intercession of Saint Charbel or through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, to become more holy, to become more mind and heart focused with a purpose of keeping our attention on our Blessed Mother and keeping our attention on God. I think we too, if we were that devoted, if you were that devoted, you, I think this is, I would like to think that anything is possible, because God has taken many times the lowliest of the lowliest and has made them into something very beautiful. So never underestimate yourselves and never underestimate the power of God. So he was, as I say, a model of self-sacrifice. He never left the Hermitage except by request of his superiors, who would ask him to go out to heal the sick, right? So during his life, Saint Charbel not only healed people from physical diseases, but also from spiritual ones, even casting out demons. And so while he was celebrating the Divine Liturgy on December the 16th, he suffered a stroke. And this is in 1898. And he endured 8 days of terrible pain, calmly, silently, and prayerfully. Saint Charbel kept repeating the prayer he could not finish in the Divine Liturgy. Father of truth, behold your Son, the sacrifice in whom you are well pleased. Accept him who died for me. He would also repeat the names of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, as well as Saints Peter and Paul, the patron saints of the Hermitage. He died on Christmas Eve and was buried at the monastery on a very cold and snowy day. And only a few monks were actually able to attend his burial ceremony. His superior, Saint Charbel's superior, Father Antonius Michani, wrote about him in the monastery's records of the dead. On the 24th of the month, Father Charbel, the hermit of Becca Cafra, died after suffering a stroke and receiving the sacraments of the dying. He was buried in the monastery cemetery. He was 68 years old. Father Antonius Michani was the superior of the monastery. And what God will perform after his death will be sufficient proof of his exemplary behavior in the observance of his vows to a degree such that we can say that his obedience was angelic and not human. So a lot of stuff happens for Saint Charbel's after his death. So people started reporting lights around his tomb. Right. And then when they opened the tomb, when the church authorities opened the tomb, they found Saint Charbel's body incorrupt and exuding sweat and blood. The Maronite patriarch allowed the body to be transferred to a special coffin, which was placed in a new tomb. And again, pilgrims began flocking to his tomb and praying for his intercession. And God granted many of them physical healings and spiritual blessings. And so Saint Charbel's cause was officially presented to Pope Pius XI. And because of the sweat and blood, of the exuding sweat and blood, Saint Charbel's coffin and tomb had to be changed once again. So, you know, and the body was transferred to a third tomb. And this time the tomb was opened in the presence of certified doctors, members of the official committee from the church, and the Lebanese government. And they all verified the integrity of the body. They wrote a medical report. And are you ready for this? They not only wrote a medical report, but what did they do with it? They put it in a box inside the coffin, and immediately healings proliferated in an amazing fashion. Tens of thousands of pilgrims of different religions and communities flocked to the monastery, asking the intercession of the holy hermit. Saint Charbel's body continued to bleed and perspire for 65 years after his death. So, 1997, fast forward, His Holiness Pope Paul VI has presided over the canonization ceremony of the Blessed Charbel in the Vatican Basilica. There was a miraculous healing of Miriam Awad from throat cancer. There was a miraculous healing of Sister Maria Abel Kamari from a gastric ulcer. Sister Kamari had suffered from a liver, gallbladder, and kidney dysfunctions, and she would vomit most of her food with blood, and her right hand became paralyzed, and she needed help to walk. Well, guess what? 3 times she was on the brink of death until she visited the tomb. And then there was another miraculous healing near the end of 1950. Mr. Alessandro Obid, who regained his sight in his right eye, which had been blinded in an accident since 1937. So 37, 47. So there you go, you know, 13 years of dealing with this illness. So brothers and sisters, Saint Charbel is a beautiful saint. Whatever may be troubling you, especially physical healings, is really wonderful. So together, what we're going to do is I'm going to read to you a prayer for obtaining a special grace, okay? And at the end of the prayer, there is an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be. And that you can recite with me. Always remember that these broadcasts are archived, and you could always go back and listen once again and, print out the prayer by listening to it. Or, as I say before, check it out on Google and you'll find Novena, everything. Okay? All right. Prayer for obtaining a special grace. O Lord, infinitely holy and glorified in your saints, you inspired the holy monk and hermit Charbel to live and die in the way of Jesus Christ, and gave him the strength to detach himself from the world in order to make the monastic virtues triumph in his hermitage. We implore you to bestow upon us the grace to love you and to serve you by following his example. God Almighty, who manifested the power of Saint Charbel's intercession by numerous miracles and favors, grant us through his intercession this grace. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you so much for for being with me, and I hope you enjoyed this lovely excerpt to Saint Charbel. And of course, we also know there's many saints that we could talk about. And June the 10th was Saint Olivia of Palermo. And she was the most beautiful daughter of a noble Sicilian family born around 448 AD in the Loggia district of Palermo. The name Olivia is actually a symbol of peace, fruitfulness, dignity, and beauty. And from her early years, she devoted herself to the Lord while declining honors and riches, and loved to give charity to the poor. So in 1445, Genseric, king of the Vandals, conquered Sicily and occupied Palermo, martyring many Christians. Olivia was described as a ravishing beauty of 13 years when she was captured and sent to Tunis. At the prison, she began to comfort other prisoners and urged the Christians to remain steadfast in their faith. She also performed miracles and converted pagans to Christianity. Wishing to get rid of her, the governor then ordered that she be relegated to a lonely place as a hermitess. And while there among wild animals, No wild beasts actually even attacked her, didn't come near her. They were just walking about, and she was never harmed. So one day, some men from Tunis who were hunting found her, and they were impressed by her beauty and tried to abuse her. But Olivia converted them too with the word of the Lord, and they were baptized. After miraculously curing many of the sick and suffering in the region, Olivia converted many pagans to the Christian faith. So Olivia, Olivia of Palermo was born on October the 9th. So as I say before, she was kidnapped actually by Muslims and forced to be a slave. And then, of course, then, as I forgot to mention, she started converting other slaves to Christianity. So the Vandals were quite impressed by her faithfulness to the Lord, but they also wanted to her. They hoped that she would just die of hunger or get eaten by the animals, right? But of course, sometime later, again, she's baptizing people, she's converting them, and the governor found out and thought, okay, let's whip her. And then what does he do? This is another thing I meant to mention to you. They actually submerged her into a boiling cauldron of oil, and she was not hurt by this. And she did not give up her faith. They tried to burn her alive, but this did not hurt her. But after this, they beheaded her on June the 10th. And some say her soul flew into the sky in the form of a dove. So something so beautiful, brothers and sisters. And that is Saint Olivia. And Saint Olivia of Palermo is actually the patron saint of music as well. So, and then we have Giovanni Domenici, the son of a Florentine silk merchant. Giovanni's father died before he was born. And as a child, he spent his free time in the Dominican Santa Maria Novella Church. So it was not surprising that he chose that order for his vocation. But due to his lack of formal education and a severe speech impediment, he was refused admission again and again. In 1372, he was finally accepted and began his studies in Pisa and Florence. His sharp mind and grasp of theological intricacies surprised his superiors, who sent him to Paris for further study. And in order to preach effectively, he begged the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena. And guess what? Yes, he was cured of his speech defect. And after 12 years teaching and preaching reform in Venice, he established a number of Dominican convents of strict observance in Venice and Fiesole. He was sent as envoy of Venice to the conclave of 1406, in which Gregory the 12th was elected. The following year, the Pope appointed him Archbishop of Ragusa and later named him Cardinal in 1408. It was Domenici who persuaded the resignation of Gregory the 12th in an attempt to end the Western Schism. So, blessed Giovanni Domenici, we pray that you instill in us the same faith that kept you seeking acceptance by the Dominicans, the same courage which you faced your physical affliction, and the same wisdom you provided to counsel your flock in Venice, as well as guide the Pope. This we ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Giovanni Domenici died in 1419 in the Kingdom of Hungary, Buddha Kingdom of Hungary. He was venerated by the Roman Catholic Church and beatified in 1832. So, brothers and sisters, I hope today that you actually enjoyed a few of the saints. There's also a beautiful book if you're into saints, as I am. I love learning about the saints. There is a beautiful book, and actually, it was a book that I was going to buy myself. And as it happened, I was sponsoring a young boy who was having his confirmation, and as a gift, they gave me this beautiful book, and it's called Saints: Inspiration and Guidance for Every Day of the Year. So June the 10th, of course, is Giovanni Domenici. And of course, as I mean, you and I both know that there's a lot of saints on this day. I just highlighted a couple, and I really wanted to just stress to you, Saint Charbel, brothers and sisters, I hope you check it out. I really do. I have this lovely little booklet, and I'm not sure. I think you can purchase this booklet. It's a beautiful little booklet with Saint Charbel's face on the front, and his head, and his head is, he's facing us, but his eyes are looking downward, and this is one of the most highlighted characteristics about Saint Charbel, that he was such a humble man, that he never looked people in the eyes. He was always looking downward. And it's a beautiful little book. It's very beautiful pictures of where he was born, the monastery, right, in North Lebanon. It shows you a picture. And then inside there is the novena and the grotto of Saint Charbel, right, in North Lebanon. It's just a beautiful little booklet. And you could go to Saint Charbel Maronite Parish, remember that, in Mississauga, and get one yourself. And you could have Monsignor Blessed if you wish. And inside, as I say, is the novena. And it's beautiful, brothers and sisters. And those of you, whether you have someone that's hurting, whether going through anxiety or physical or mental challenges, brothers and sisters, the whole reason I wanted to share this with you is to offer you this hope, this wonderful saint. Miracles are always happening, brothers and sisters. God, I've always said, is in the miracle business. He doesn't stop, right? You may have a favorite saint that you've been asking for intercession through to help you. But this is another beautiful saint, Saint Charbel. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, look, please check it out. I would love to know that you've gone to the church, that you've gotten a hold of the little booklet. It's the Novena to Saint Charbel. And it's also written in the back, the Our Father, but it's also written in Aramaic. Aramaic as well, which is also beautiful. So, brothers and sisters, I hope. And you can even check out on the website www.saintcharbelfamily.org. Okay, so that's Saint, and it's all no period after Saint. So S T Charbel, and it's C H A R B E L. family.org. So do look it up. And even if you wanted the phone number to the shrine in Lebanon, if you were ever going, or anybody who has family back home in Lebanon, the phone number is, it's got a plus sign, 961-976-0130. Okay, so 961-976-0130 with a plus sign in the front of 9. That's if you're phoning long distance. But anyways, brothers and sisters, thanks again. Thanks so much for being with me, and I really hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you next time here on The Father's Quilt. And thanks to Radio Maria Canada for allowing me to be here with you today. God bless.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
just single.